Jeff, thank you for agreeing to do this interview for the Telling Tales project.
That's okay.
Can we start with a little bit of your background, where you were born, brought up, your interest in folk developed?
I was born in Gloucester. Mm-hmm. Do you want the year?
If you'd like to tell me.
1938.
Right.
But I lived most of my life in Exeter.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have much involvement in folk until I moved to Melksham in Wiltshire. We used to give a chap Sunday lunch. One day he came back all smiles. We said, "What's wrong then?"
Yeah.
He said, "I've been folk dancing. You want to come?" So we did. That's it. I can't remember the year, to be honest with you. It must have been about 73.
Right.
Something like that. So that's my background. And, Halsey. I came to Halsey with the Bristol Group for a weekend in 1979.
Right.
And thought that was quite good. So, being on the Wiltshire District, the FDS committee.
That's the English Folk Dancing Society, yes.
We started organising weekends down here between 1981 and 1996.
What were your first impressions of Halsey as a place when you came in 79?
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. A bit, basic, but...
What, the accommodation?
Well, yes, but that didn't matter, did it?
No. I've heard about the dormitories.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's right. Yes, yes. Five or six men in one and... split from the wife because she went with somebody else. I mean, some other girl.
But what kind of dancing was it?
Just ordinary country, play for that sort of thing. I joined the Halsey Manor Society in 1983 because I thought it was a good idea.
Was that the committee?
No, just a member of.
Right.
And,
what was the advantage of joining the society?
Just supporting the facility and the idea, really. Thought it was a good idea. And then there was the Friends of Halsey Manor, which we joined in 1985.
Mm.
And then there's a 200 club.
What was the 200 club?
It's one of these things where you have 200 members pay so much a month and half goes to the... Well, half of it goes to Halsey here, and the other half is winnings, based on the number of people.
Winnings from what?
Well, if you've got, say, 200 people, there's £200, or whatever the people pay, to split halfway between the charity you want to give the money to.
It was a draw, was it?
Yeah, a draw. Mm-hmm. So we joined that in 1985.
Mm.
Sorry, 86. And... won it a couple of times, and it's still going. Somebody else has restarted it. I won that last month as well. Only £65, but there we are.
That's better than a kick in the eyes.
Yes, that's right. And then,
What did the Friends of Halsey do?
Used to organise things like the fair that's on today. Mm-hmm. We used to do that, but because. Well, I joined it in 1985 because at the Halsey AGM, somebody said, "We want a treasurer." Nobody offered, so I did, like a good boy.
is that your work background in finance?
No, I have computers. I do treasurers for other things. That's 2004. So I was on that committee until 2010, when it disbanded, basically, because two AGMs, we gave them the chance to volunteer for committee, and nobody would. So we had to close it down, which is a shame. But as I said, the 200 Club has been reinitiated. So that's giving money back to Halsey now. don't know what else I did. That's involved with Horsey.
Are you still involved with Horsey?
No, other than being a member. I'm a member of the 200 Club.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you come down here?
Probably twice a year now. Mm-hmm. But when we're on the committee, of course, that was once every couple of months.
It's a long way to come from Melksham.
Yeah, that was one of the problems, getting people. Initially, when it started, it was all run by local people.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all got a little older.
Yes.
They moved on.
Yes.
Not moved on, but moved out.
Mm.
That was the problem, with not enough people.
Go back to your dancing days then at Horsey. Do you remember any specific bands that you liked?
Well, because we were running it for 16 years, is it?
Mm.
15 years. I was also the dance director at Chippenham Folk Festival for 21 years, so to actually say which bands I really like or don't like would be not a good idea. I mean, there's some bands you don't like, some people don't like them, some people like them. You learn a lot about what to book to satisfy the majority.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I can't really say I'd like the name of any particular band.
So what kind of bands did they like here at Horsey when you were doing the booking?
Well, most of my involvement is dancing, so it's folk dance bands, 2, 3, 4-piece, accordion,
mm-hmm.
not the Kaylee noisy bands. There's a slight difference.
Right.
Particularly when you get a bit older. yes.
So when did you change from dancing to calling? When did you start?
Calling. I can't remember the year. It must have been 78 when the club I was with in Melksham, the lady was ill.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody else to call. So they said, well, you're good at calling, somebody said. You make a good teacher, which I'm not. You have a go. And from then I've been calling. Still do. Barn dances, clubs. I used to travel a fair distance, but I've cut that down to about 35 miles now.
Mm.
By the time you go home afterwards, it's not easy. But I like calling.
What's the skill in calling?
I've no idea. Patience, I suppose.
Yes.
People say afterwards, oh, enough patience.
Because you're teaching as you go, aren't you?
Yes, you do. You do, yeah. Mm. I mean, a lot of people think they know what they're doing, but you've got to make sure that they do know what they're doing.
Mm. Mm.
Teaching, yeah, it's putting it over in the correct way, encouraging people to do it. I mean, I do lots of barn dances. For whatever reason, I don't know, people say, oh, that's good that way. I didn't like the bloke who did the last one either. But I don't know. I don't know what they did. I don't know. So I'm still calling now.
Right.
But not as much as I was.
Hmm. Are you still dancing?
I am, but the wife can't now because she's very bad on the legs, back, balance.
Yes.
But she always comes where I go to listen to music. So we're still a pair.
Do you think Horsey has been important in your life in any way?
It's possibly concentrated me on various aspects. I wouldn't say it was any more important than any other folk activity.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a deacon in the church, Free Church. I felt that I could do more with the community by doing dancing, folk dancing, calling, than I could in the church, which is a... Well, it's a funny thing to say, I suppose.
So I suppose it can be a bit limiting.
Yes, yes. Is it? They too tend to be, unless you get one of these happy-clappy churches, which They're all right.
They're fun.
Yeah.
How long will you go on calling, do you reckon?
Probably the end of this year or next year.
Maybe I'll stop.
Well, I'll not stop clubs, but I'll stop barn dances, I think. Yeah. They're quite hard work. I mean, they don't look it. But if you make them not look it, then you're doing all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're always fun to go to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even there.
Certainly, yes. I mean, other things of want to come down at New Year here, for instance. Usually want a pantomime or a mummer's play or something. I usually join in those, make a fool of myself, dress up, everybody laughs, you know. It's crazy, really.
But, I'm with you there. I'm a pantomime
are you? Oh, right.
Performer, yes.
Okay.
When I can find one.
Other things down here, I think you might be interviewing somebody else who already have to do with a helicopter or something. No, you haven't heard that one.
No, yet. I haven't heard that one.
Well, they had a helicopter down here once in preparation for a wedding. Mm-hmm. I got a picture of that, but I couldn't find it in the ring. But I'll let the person who's going to talk about that have the photo if I find it. Other than that, it's just enjoyment, to be honest. Nothing untoward, it just things happen. I can't remember them. You just have fun when you do it. I tend to be one of those who's on the floor there and clap my hands and shout and get an atmosphere going. Sometimes you go in there and it's all so make some fun and noise and people look, what's this? What's this? But then they all join in. Well, it makes a party of it.
Yes. Well, that's important because people can be very glum.
Oh, yes.
And afraid of committing themselves to enjoyment.
Absolutely. Particularly the British.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I have been on folk camps in France where the French are always up for it.
Mm.
So if you call to them, well, I called them in French, and the English people say, hey, come on, what are you saying? I don't understand it. So you've got to do a double language call.
I've not thought of calling in a foreign language, but of course it must help.
Oh, yeah.
When you're abroad. Can you do it in Germany as well, or have you just been to France?
No, I've only been to France. I've been to Germany, but I've only been to France for folk. Yeah. That was quite right. Before we couldn't get down on the ground in the tents anymore. So we gave that up.
Now when you stay at Halsey, you have a nice double room.
We do?
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's a room with single beds.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter.
Will you be dancing this weekend? Or calling this weekend?
No calling, no. That's all organised. We danced last night. We'll be dancing tonight. I think there's one tomorrow morning, I think. I mean, we've actually been, I used to have a dance display group called Wiltshire Folk. We came down to these events many years ago, two or three times. Ocean Club have had a stall down here a couple of times in the past on these fete days. But not so involved anymore.
No.
Just come and smile.
Come and enjoy.
That's right.
Yes.
I can't think of anything else, to be honest.
Well, you don't have to.
So no.
I'll just say thank you very much for doing this.
That's
and
right.
I'll email you a transcript so you can have a look at it.
Oh, right.